If you're passing through, walking through Long Eaton, you might have seen a new flower display. It's, as I say, from today in the town centre. And I can tell you that it's there to celebrate the golden anniversary of the national charity Shine. And the display was the inspiration of Shine member Jackie Moore and husband Clive, who live in Brixton. They've joined us now, along with Colette Torrance, who is Jackie's support and development worker at Shine. And she can sort of leap in as well if she wants. We'll have a bit of a party. What do you think? Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are you all right? So, I think we ought to start by looking a little bit at what Shine is and why you're involved with the charity. So, what is Shine?
Shine's the charity for supporting people with spina bifida and hydrocephalus. And I'm involved because I was found out to have hydrocephalus about 15 years ago, but it was from birth.
So what sort of ways does the charity support you?
They're there for because they've got the health side to it. They, if you've got any questions, you can contact them straight away, and they're online now. So at the touch of a button, if you're worried about anything, you can just get in touch with them. And they're there, and they've got like social side to it as well.
Oh, right. So, That's where Colette comes in. So she should
give her
a call. And is she there? I can't see you behind the speaker, Colette. You're peeping around the corner.
Hi.
So this display then in Long Eaton, what gave you the inspiration for it? The idea, like?
It's because my husband works for the council, and he works on the flower beds, and he was doing it, and he said, oh, what about doing one for Shine?
Yeah.
So we approached Richard Windsor at the council and said, would they support the charity? And it went from there, and he sort of designed it, and because it's 50 years this year, they said, oh yeah, we'll do it for a special anniversary. So that's what they did. And Colette and Joan and Dave all got involved and organised it.
Must be a nice job as well, Clive, working outdoors.
It is when it's dry.
Well, yeah,
yes.
Don't get us started on the weather again. What you do? Apparently it's supposed to be drying out this weekend.
Yeah, hopefully, yes.
Yes. Oh, you look after the beds and things like that.
Yes. We planted it's actually a carpet bed, which is low-growing plants, which are planted close together to form a pattern, which I and the men put down last week. Ready for the...
So it's ready for today?
Yes, ready for today.
Oh, it sounds a bit technical, that does. But, So what does it look like? I mean, describe what it looks like.
It looks like a carpet, which it is. Okay. It's carpet bedding,
right,
which probably goes back to the Victorian times, you know, bedding and things like that.
Right.
It's a picture of done in plants.
It's the Shine logo, isn't it?
Yes.
The word Shine.
Yes.
And then, but this morning a figure was mentioned of how many plants had gone in. It was several thousand.
Several thousand
quite
plants.
It's amazing how much work's gone into it.
Yes.
And it's set to stay there right up until sort of autumn time.
That's right.
It?
These plants are very low growing. They hug the soil surface, and we have to clip them from time to time, clip to shape, because we have lettering and numbers. You know, dates and things like that on it. So,
And there must be quite a process behind, you know, actually designing the thing in the first place, and then planting it.
Yes, it's Mr. Richard Windsor for Erroshborough Council that does the bedding designs.
Yeah,
and I was given the plans, and I actually put it down. You know,
so now whereabouts? I'm thinking of Long Eaton, right? I'm in the town centre. Whereabouts is it?
It's near Long Eaton Town Hall.
Oh, right, near the Town Hall.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is in a good, you know, in the green, which is in a good place.
And from today, it's going to be there all through
the
summer?
Yes, it'll be there right through to autumn until the frost come.
Oh, so everybody, let's go and have a look at it in Long Eaton. And you've got to start it now. It's we need to see it, don't we, really, to appreciate it.
That's right.
Thank you, Colette. Thanks for coming in, and Jackie, and of course Clive. And yeah, we can have a look, see what we think.